Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Healing Life Wisdom. I'm Tiffany Windsor. On this episode, my guest and I will be talking about what roles that diet soda, air fresheners, and microwave ovens play in compromising your wellness. I'm delighted to welcome my guest, Candace Leccione. Hi, Candace.
Hi, Tiffany. It's great to be with you here tonight.
It's always great to connect with you on Sunday night. And for this broadcast, Candace and I thought we would share with you some wellness wisdom that we think you should know about on your path to wellness. So each week, Candace, actually, it's hard for us to narrow down what we want to talk about.
Well, we have lists that are very long. We're always so glad to share information with everybody that we hope will be helpful for them to make healthier choices.
Right. So talking about making healthier choices, let's start off the show with diet soda. We all know diet soda is bad for our health. That doesn't stop many people from drinking it and drinking it in large quantities. Have you ever seen customers coming out of a convenience store with those huge containers of diet soda? I just want to jump out of the car and plead with them to love themselves enough to cut out the diet sodas. So how many diet sodas have you had today? Some people can stop at just one. Others rarely drink any, preferring water or juice to the diet soda and perhaps some other healthy beverage choices is really the right way to go. But some people may opt for diet soda simply because they think it's a healthier choice. Yes, diet soda has zero calories. It's an inexpensive way to get your caffeine fix. But is it worth it? The risks might seem so rare and distant that they basically don't apply to you anyway. But some of the things that can happen to your body may cause immediate side effects, including headaches, cravings, mood swings, not to mention the long-term effects that may occur if you drink it every day.
Perhaps you think that you're getting less calories and less sugar by choosing a diet soda so that you won't gain weight. But did you know that diet soda promotes weight gain and increases belly fat? We all don't like belly fat. It's reported that people who drink diet soda can have a waist circumference at least 3 inches larger than those who didn't drink sugar-free drinks. If you're a diet soda addict, here are some facts that might finally get you to quit. Artificial sweeteners have been known to trigger painful headaches. Diet soda drinkers are likely to be depressed. Diet soda drinkers have lower bone density. Imagine the challenge for the children who are consuming diet soda now and the effect it's going to have on their bones as they age. Diet soda can interfere with your natural gut bacteria.
Well, that's a first, Candace.
Well, it probably does affect your butt, too. But anyway, gut bacteria. The artificial sweeteners may change your intestinal microbiome, and this can increase your glucose intolerance. Diet soda mixed with alcohol gets you drunker than a sugary cocktail would. Drinking diet soda can interfere with your sense of taste. Drinking diet soda puts you at high risk for hypertension. And drinking too much diet soda can be really bad for your kidneys.
The artificial sweeteners can cause a physical addiction. Your brain experiences effects similar to chemical addictions. The diet soda increases risk of diabetes. Sugar-free drinks influences your body's response to sugar. The link between people who drink diet soda daily had a 67% greater risk to developing type 2 diabetes. As we mentioned, drinking diet soda probably won't help you lose weight. Diet sodas increase your appetite and sugar cravings. You may compensate by eating higher calorie meals. And those who drink diet soda tend to drink diet soda to compensate for their poor food choices, thinking that they're going to save some calories. Over time, diet soda can cause your skin and muscles to wither. That was a new one. I had not heard that. One study found that diet soda drinkers' teeth are just as eroded as those of meth addicts. Honestly, A glass of water or sparkling water comes without artificial sweeteners, sodium, coloring, and flavoring. It's a much smarter, more hydrating option.
I've noticed at people in my shop that come in with diet sodas and somebody makes notice of it. They know they're bad, but like you said, they're very addictive. People just keep drinking them, even when they know they're bad, and they drink them, like we said, in large quantities. Wish we could get everybody to understand how bad they are and they could come up with healthier options.
And those people who are consuming all of those large quantities don't have any idea that really you should be drinking water in those quantities, that's what you need to cleanse and clean and hydrate and for all of your organs to function properly.
And I also, people don't understand. They just think if they drink a lot of liquid, that's okay, but it's not the same as drinking water. Water goes right into your body and doesn't have to go through your digestive system. Anything that has anything in it has to go through your digestive system, so it's not available to your body readily to hydrate you.
When diet sodas first came out, I don't even know. I'll have to research to see when that was. I remember I tried it, and
they were horrible.
The chemical taste was so bad. I can't imagine anyone liking that taste. So there has to be, like you say, some sort of addiction to it. Because
we also said up here, too, which I didn't realize, it can interfere with your sense of taste.
Right, right.
And I think that's true because it tasted terrible, and everybody at the beginning said it tasted terrible. But then they got used to it, and because they thought they were saving calories, and they thought it
right.
was worth it.
So remember what we told you just a moment ago, that what this does is it actually can tend to make you consume more calories because
yes.
of the chemicals that are in it. So I ask you to love yourself and stop drinking those diet sodas and grab for the water. And you will notice such a huge difference if you start consuming the amounts of water that you were supposed to be drinking every single day. And if you really want to make a change, it's a great place to start.
Absolutely. Next, we're going to talk about air fresheners. Did you know that air fresheners are hazardous to your health? I've been telling people for years that air fresheners are not good, but nobody was listening. I don't know where I think I first found out about it when I was studying aromatherapy, when they were telling you about the synthetic fragrances, but nobody else has been telling anybody that. Using air fresheners is like smoking 20 cigarettes a day. Did you know that it's reported that air fresheners can cause lung cancer? There are 600 ingredients in cigarettes and 3,000 chemicals used to make air fresheners. If you see the word fragrance in the ingredient list, it's a mixture of several dozens to several hundreds of chemicals. So let's just repeat this again. Air fresheners contain the same dangerous ingredients that are in cigarettes. That makes you stop and think about all those air fresheners that are everywhere.
Yeah.
There are 11 common ingredients in air fresheners and cigarettes, 7 chemicals that are toxic to the respiratory system, 2 that are toxic to your reproductive system, and 2 that are toxic for your cardiovascular system. I could list them all here, but the whole list of them is not pronounceable, but they are all bad. Please consider getting rid of air fresheners in your home and letting people in office buildings, doctor's office, and other public places know that air fresheners are so bad, and maybe we can get people to stop using them.
So, Candace, during the 1990s, the air freshener market experienced a massive resurgence thanks to the introduction of convenient plug-in air fresheners. These air fresheners rely on heat induction technology and special heat-activated scented gels to continually release a scent. At the time of their introduction, plug-in air fresheners were heralded as being an excellent development in home scenting technology. Not only were they easy to use and affordable, they also didn't rely on aerosol sprays. As you may remember, aerosol sprays had come under fire during the 1980s for their harmful effect on the ozone level or ozone layer. Today, however, consumers are being warned that they should rethink modern air fresheners. As researchers have taken a closer look at these seemingly hassle-free devices, they have discovered an astonishing number of toxic compounds, as Candace just mentioned, that are present in many scented gels.
I didn't know this, but 95% of chemical fragrances are derived from petroleum. 34% of people suffer at least one negative side effect after being exposed to fragrance products. Respiratory and mucosal issues, migraines, skin problems, asthma, neurological and focus problems are some of the side effects of synthetic fragrances. VOCs, which are volatile organic compounds, are another issue. In each air freshener product tested, there were 17 different VOCs. The test products contain 1 to 8 toxic or hazardous chemicals. Some of the chemicals are ethanol, acetone, limonene, which is a popular synthetic citrus smell that interacts with ozone in the air to create secondary pollutants like formaldehyde. Benzene, which is also known as toxic tailpipe exhaust, is a pollutant that can cause drowsiness, dizziness, rapid or irregular heartbeat, headaches, tremors, unconsciousness, and confusion. And phthalates that can cause low testosterone, asthma, wheezing, reproductive abnormalities, and altered DNA in sperm.
So, Candace, when I was working on our blog post, there was some other information I added that I didn't have in our notes tonight, which you and I have talked about this, and I wanted to make sure everybody understood this. This was something from National Geographic's The Green Guide, and it says many air fresheners contain nerve-deadening chemicals that coat your nasal passages and temporarily block your sense of smell. You told me that years and years ago, and I think there's a lot of people that did not know that that's how some of these work.
I knew that, and I actually tried to find that information tonight because I knew in some aromatherapy class I'd done I had that information. But that's actually true, and that's when I realized how bad air fresheners were. And I don't think I used them anyway, but I was starting to tell people about them. But nobody else was saying anything, and they just looked at me like, you know, lunatic. healthy lunatic, anyway. Well, if nobody else is saying anything, people just look at the person that's giving the information like, well, you know, what do you know? No, you know, nobody else is saying anything about. I don't remember any other time anybody saying anything about air fresheners to me that they were bad. So.
Yeah, I know. You've definitely been my source, and it got me researching about this. Something else that I put in our blog post, of course, we want to talk about, you can easily replace these artificial air fresheners with essential oil diffusers. And besides some of the popular traditional scents like lavender essential oil or wild orange essential oil, there's really beautiful blends that are quite uplifting or calming depending on the mood that you want to set. Also, you know, we've all done this around the holidays. If you want a great smell in your house, you can boil cloves and cinnamon. And that gives you a great smell in the house. You can leave herbal bouquets standing in open dishes. And, you know, you really don't want to underestimate the air cleansing power of houseplants, which can improve indoor air quality by filtering toxins out of the air. So I put some information on our blog post about some of the plants that you might want to put into your house. So get these artificial air fresheners out of your home.
Out, right. I have a house full of houseplants because I knew that for years, and everybody was surprised at how many houseplants I have, but they are just so wonderful for your air quality. And I don't know why do so many people's houses smell that they need all these air fresheners to the degree they do.
Right. So I don't – yes, is it a cleanliness issue? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, maybe if you have a lot of dogs or something, but I don't know. People think they have to have their house scented.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I did want to say a little thing. A customer at the store had said to me one day she was very upset that her daughter had said she wasn't going to come visit anymore until she got rid of her air fresheners. And so I looked at her and said, well, I agree with you. I mean, agree with her. I said, you're not using air fresheners. She said, yeah. She had no idea they were bad. She was offended that her daughter said that. And I said, no, I agree with your daughter, you know. But how do people know unless they're educated?
Right. And my first introduction to these plugins was actually at a job that I had a few years back where they put them into the restrooms. And I walked in and this something that was floating in the air, so it had to be a chemical, attached itself to my throat. I felt like I couldn't, there was no airway in my vocal cords, and I kept trying to clear my throat. And finally, when I looked around, I saw that there was this plug-in, and so I unplugged it. And it happened also when I went on a trip recently with our sister Heidi and her daughter and granddaughter, and we stayed at an Airbnb that was at a college campus, a dormitory, and they lined the halls with these plug-ins, and everyone in our group had the same problem, and I thought, oh, gosh, it's not just me. And so we went around unplugging those, and I'm sure that they plugged them back in after we checked out. But if you have something like that happen, it's really good for you to know. Take a look around and see if there's any plug-ins there.
Right, because if you don't know that they can cause that, then you wouldn't, your symptoms, you wouldn't blame on air fresheners. But this way you know that
right.
If you would get an immediate thing, you know what is the cause of it is.
Right. So while we're on this topic of toxic air fresheners, can we also talk about dryer sheets? The average American household is loaded with toxic chemicals, as we've talked about week to week. These chemicals are often found in household cleaning and cosmetic products. But of all the toxic products in the average household, it's reported the chemicals found in fabric softeners and dryer sheets are among the most potentially harmful. The chemicals used to make these products are extremely dangerous to our neurological system. Our nervous system, including the brain, operates via chemical messengers, and you've heard this term before, neurotransmitters. These chemical messengers are damaged and disrupted by the ingredients in these products. Given the nature of these products, they are extremely dangerous due to the fact these toxic ingredients are transferred to our clothing, our bed sheets, towels, pillows. Basically, we are in contact with these toxic ingredients constantly. Also, when heated, we're talking dryer sheets here, remember, and hot water if you're using the softener. When heated, these toxic substances are often released into the air and are inhaled.
The following substances are used as ingredients in dryer sheets and fabric softeners that are the most concerning, as they are often used in untested combinations. Alpha-terpenol, pentane, and linalool. And linalool is one of the most potentially dangerous airborne substances when inhaled, so this is really important, has been linked to nervous system damage and respiratory issues.
Another ingredient, benzyl acetate, has been identified as a potential cause of pancreas cancer.
Benzyl alcohol can irritate the upper respiratory system, has been linked to central nervous system disorders, vomiting, nausea, headaches, and dizziness.
Chloroform. This is a well-known carcinogen that is also neurotoxic. It can be released into the air when heated and cause loss of consciousness, headaches, nausea, vomiting, and dizziness.
Ethanol. This ingredient is on the EPA's hazardous waste list. It has been linked to central nervous system disorders.
Ethyl acetate, also on the EPA's hazardous waste list, can cause headaches.
Fragrances. These fragrances are composed of several of hundreds of synthetic chemicals that are almost always toxic.
The best way to reduce your exposure to these toxic ingredients is to avoid commercial fabric softeners and dryer sheets altogether. Try making some dryer sheets with essential oils. A really quick recipe is fill a clean container with organic white vinegar and add a few drops of your favorite essential oil. Lavender is, of course, a favorite. Cut an old sheet or T-shirt into squares, then add them into the container with the vinegar. Shake well so the fabric squares are completely saturated. When using, simply grab a square and place it in the dryer with your laundry. When done, return the square to the container of vinegar. Add more vinegar and essential oils as needed to keep the squares saturated and fresh. You know, Candace, what's always so interesting when we talk about these chemicals and such, why do they need all of these chemicals? Why is it one after another after another?
I don't know. I mean, that's a really good question, because our whole life is full of chemicals, and it's just become so normal that nobody questions it. And nobody, like we said, knows that you know, dryer sheets and a fabric softener are bad for you. So
yeah.
They keep using it. And again, we talked at work about it, something about dryer sheets. Somebody asked me if I used them, and I said, no, they're really bad. And they go, well, no, they're not. And I go, yes, they are. So I don't think anybody's aware of how bad they are. The general public isn't aware.
And I honestly have totally forgotten about dryer sheets. Totally never even crossed my mind until I stayed at a friend's house recently, and she brought out pillows for me to use, and they were in a bag, one of those big plastic bags, and she had a dryer sheet in with them, and I had to put them in the other room, couldn't get anywhere close to them, and I was just so surprised. It's like, oh my gosh, that's right, people use dryer sheets, because I ended up using those wool balls. And mm-hmm. which is supposed to help with static cling and such. And you can put essential oils onto those if you want to. I haven't found a need for fabric softener or dryer sheets for 20 years. So I don't know what I do different in my laundry, or if it's simply just one of those things where people think, oh, gotta have that because that's what they're pitching to me.
I think it's a marketing thing, because I haven't used dryer sheets or fabrics. I don't know that I ever used fabric softener, but I did use dryer mm-hmm. sheets 20 years ago, and I think at that point I did hear that they were bad, so I stopped using them. And I haven't seen any difference. And I don't have
right.
a problem with static cling and all that. I don't know. I think people just are used to the advertising and said, you know, you need this when you do your laundry. Well, you don't.
Right.
It's absolutely not necessary. But, again, the essential oil things are wonderful, too, if you want to scent things. I don't need everything scented. In fact,
right.
everything I try to buy, you know, I try to
You're
buy
done.
Is scented.
Right. Right, I agree with it. So, you know, try it for a week and see what you think is missing after that week. And I've also read that you can take aluminum foil and scrunch it up into a ball to put it into your dryer, but I don't have aluminum foil because it's bad for you. I don't
cook
with
it. And people don't know that either.
Right.
They really don't know about that because, they, you know, I say that Alzheimer's seems like aluminum in your brain, but they don't consider aluminum foil aluminum. I don't
right.
know if they think you're out there gnawing on ingots of aluminum.
I don't know, but I definitely encourage everybody to try and to eliminate those things and see what you think. And if you can't live without them, there's lots of natural recipes and
Absolutely.
Where you can use natural ingredients to make your own fabric softeners and dryer sheets and such. So that's something new that I hope a lot of our listeners are learning about tonight.
I hope so, too, because we can get rid of a lot of the toxic chemicals out of our home if we are aware of what they are in, and they're in almost everything, and you can at least take some of the toxicity out of your life by making your house a healthy region for
yes.
wonderful living.
Right.
Well, the next thing that nobody's going to like is microwave ovens.
Yeah.
I have known that microwave ovens are not good for you for years, and Tiffany's been after me for a long time anyway, because I have one in my kitchen.
Yes.
But I knew they weren't good, but I didn't pay attention to it through the years. I think when I first learned about it, I went, yeah, I shouldn't use it. But I kept using it. I rarely use mine anymore, but I still have one in my kitchen because my husband likes to reheat his coffee. I have unplugged it now, and I've moved it to the laundry room, so it's not convenient anymore. So we can wean him off of it and get rid of it.
Did he have a fit when you did that, or was he okay?
No, well, every week I have to give him the, okay, we can't do this anymore, even if it's something that we don't do anyway. But occasionally
right.
I'll say, okay, on radio now you, I want to tell you how bad this is. And he just looks at me and goes, okay. And so we're not going to use that anymore, and we're going to do this organic, and we're going to do this. And he goes, okay. So I've got him pretty well trained at the grocery store, but every once in a while he comes home with something. He's like, really? But anyway,
yeah,
the microwave.
You live a really clean life.
We really do, but there's still stuff. I mean, and things you don't think about.
Right.
So, I mean, in all our homes, there's convenient appliances and phones and electronic equipment that are not good for us, and we need to educate ourselves on the issue and let go of some of those things that we really don't need to keep, mainly because they're so bad for us, and they may be convenient, but they're so unhealthy. But
right.
anyway, microwave ovens fluke your heart as they nuke your food. They destroy the nutritional value of food. The 2.4 gigahertz which is the average frequency produced by microwave ovens, and by the way, by Wi-Fi routers, can cause immediate and drastic changes to the human heart. It can lead to blood sugar spikes connected with diabetes, especially if you stand within 3 feet of them when the microwave is running. Microwave ovens are a form of electromagnetic radiation dating back to the radar used in World War II. Microwave ovens emit radiation from high and low energy and have a wavelength of about 5 inches. 2.4 gigahertz causes dielectric heating, which means the water molecules in the food vibrate at an extremely high frequency, millions of times per second, creating molecular friction, which destroys the nutrients and affects your heart rate. Do you use a microwave and experience any of the following symptoms? Unexplained headaches, nervousness, anxiety, dizziness, vertigo, impaired cognition, depression, nausea after eating, vision problems, tooth and jaw pains, or extreme or constant thirst. These may be symptoms you have never associated with microwave use. Maybe it's time to reconsider your use of microwave ovens. I know that they have become a part of everyone's kitchen and they're very convenient, but the risk may not be worth the convenience.
Candace, do you remember when our dad first got a microwave back in the 1960s?
Oh, he loved that microwave.
Yeah, it was in Amana radar range, 1967,
right.
I think those came out.
Yeah, he loved that thing, and you said he had it for 40 years, which sounds terribly dangerous.
I know it does, now that we know all of the dangers. It was amazing.
Yeah, that was all
new
technology at the time, so who knows how well protected they were.
Right, he always loved the cutting-edge technology. I remember when I first saw a sign, I think when you go into a restaurant, when it said, you know, attention anyone with pacemakers, that we use microwaves here. And I thought, well, that's pretty. Have you ever seen that sign before?
I don't think I've ever seen that. Oh.
Okay, maybe it was a California thing.
Could have been
I thought, wait a minute, if it's affecting pacemakers, what's it doing to your heart? And that's exactly what you were talking about here, is that it nukes you. I just don't understand, besides the fact of what it does to you. I've known for a long time when we talked about like how it heats up, because I don't think a lot of people even think about how does it work. So it's heating up and causing these really high frequencies to create friction, which destroys the nutrients. So if you're microwaving anything for your family, you're killing all the nutrients in the food that you're giving to them.
Yes, and I think I knew that at one time. I didn't know about the heart issue, but I definitely knew that it ruined the value of your food. But it just became like a part of the kitchen. Everybody thinks you have to have a microwave. And
right.
We're going to tell you you don't.
Right.
You may want to think about getting rid of it.
Right. That would be hard for a lot of people because they're into the speed of heating something up and reheating. But if you just grab especially like leftovers, and you pop them into a pan, that's always the way that I do it. It doesn't take that long. And then you know that you're getting the best you can out of your food. And do it for yourself and do it for your family. It's really, really important. Everything we've talked about tonight is
really
so important.
And really easy to change. These are not hard changes. These are easy changes. And once you know, I mean, every time you look at a dryer sheet, you're going to think bad. Toxic.
Bad. Candy
every time you look
bad.
At a diet soda, so you will have a reaction to it. So you should be able to retrain yourself and not go for that convenience or whatever it is, because they're all so bad for us and so fixable.
I'm not sure if anyone's interested in calling in tonight to ask us any questions. I know Karen, if Karen's been listening tonight, she's making notes of all the things she needs to change in her
home. I
think
she knows most of them, but again, it needs to be backed up because, she needs to, again, nobody's told her different.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these people, like we have the conversation in the shop, they go, well, I didn't know that.
Right.
And I think, well, yeah, who's telling them that? If you're not into the healthy, websites and things, you wouldn't know because you're going off advertising on the television.
Right.
And,
so be curious. Be curious and do your research and take a look. This is a time in the show where I'd like to talk about like things that have happened in your store this week or things we've been watching. And so I wanted to bring up this this video series that I've been watching this last week that I heard about through Facebook, and it's called The Truth About Cancer. And it is so beyond just talking about cancer. And it's the hosts went on a journey through Asia and talked about with medical doctors about Eastern medicine and what they're doing in treating cancer. But I was so excited, Candace. And as you know, they talked about herbs. They talked about flower essences. They talked about food as medicine and all the things that we have known about for the last 30 years. And they put it in such an easy way to understand.
It was amazing. I only got to see one segment because it was free for 24 hours or something.
Right, and then I bought the package.
Yeah, you did end up buying it. I haven't had a chance yet. But I did see the one on Singapore and how mm-hmm. they treat cancer and the herbs that they grow. And I think all the herbs in this particular thing was all free. People could come in. They had this huge garden
right.
of all the Chinese herbs, things. And again, these were all medical doctors. And
right.
most of them had then gone from their traditional medical training into more alternative, as it wasn't cancer. The chemo and the radiation, they weren't happy with the results or the side effects, and had gone
right.
into more natural, and it was absolutely amazing. And they are making wonderful strides in healing.
Right. It's magnificent. And one of the things that I learned, and by the way, I see Karen's calling in. I'll bring you on the line
okay.
here in just a moment. One of the things... Now I've lost my train of thought. One of the things I know I wanted to talk about was buying food in your local areas that's been grown in your local area because it's found a way to survive and thrive. Organic foods in your area, so it brings those qualities to you for the antioxidants and whatever and nourishment because it knows how to survive in the area where you live, which I thought was
yeah.
very, very interesting.
And they always said in the herbal that you should be eating your local produce, not produce from Central America. And I just bought an organic pepper that came from Israel.
Yes, I know.
That boggles my mind.
Right. I can't believe that we can't grow enough organic here. But anyway, let me click here and welcome Karen. Hey, Karen, welcome to Healing Life Wisdom. Hello. Karen, are you there?
I hear an echo.
Well, we'll have to... I'm pretty sure it was Karen. Maybe it wasn't. It was area code 301, which I thought was Karen. So we'll ask that caller to call back because there was an echo. So let me think. There was something else about... Oh, I know what they were talking about. Always in Western medicine, it seems like when you're diagnosed with cancer, there's like this rush to do something, this rush for chemotherapy and such. And all of the medical doctors that they interviewed said that it's like an 8 to 10 year process for those cancer cells to multiply to certain levels. I'm not sure, which stage that is, but they take a much calmer approach. To rather than rush, to really assess body,
yeah.
mind, and spirit. Yes, you have to watch that whole series.
I do. I just haven't had the time and thing, but now that you bought it, I can watch
right.
it at my convenience.
Right, right.
It wasn't working
so,
into my schedule, but it's really interesting.
Right, so I'm going to welcome our caller back, area code 301. Hello?
Yeah, somehow... She's not
right.
coming through.
Do you have your mute button on? Huh? Yeah, for some reason tonight, having a hard time. Let's try this again. Karen, are you on the call?
Hello.
There we go.
This is Karen.
Hi.
No, not working.
Kind of hearing you. Be sure to
yes.
turn the volume back down on the show so you're not hearing us, that you only hear us through the phone.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
I can now. It's not a really strong connection, but I can hear you.
Yes.
There.
Well, this is there I am. This
there
is
you
Karen.
Are.
I'm not gonna. I am not talking about my smelly house. Thank you. I've learned. But I will tell you that apparently the dryer sheet industry is not selling as much. Now, maybe people are listening and trying to Google it and understand, but on the television, there's a great commercial that comes on many, many times telling you how to use two dryer sheets to take out wrinkles. And if you really want no wrinkles, they're telling you to put three dryer sheets in to a load.
Wow.
So,
wow.
You know, I don't know if they're just trying to sell more or if they're not selling enough.
But wow.
That's
interesting.
That's my information now. I don't know if you watch TV or not, but it is on a lot. As far as diet sodas, I don't drink any, and I'm good at that. So you can't have rum and Coke anymore. You just have rum.
There you
and
go.
If you have rum, you don't need to heat it in the microwave. So
we love your wisdom.
You.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks Karen.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, I love her.
She's so funny.
Yes. We love her wisdom, and we love her willingness to share and to grow. And
I use her as my monitor of what people don't know, because
mm-hmm.
she's kind of, I don't want to say she's an average person, because she's not. She's special. But
yes,
as far as
is.
Her knowledge of toxins and things that we are promoting kind of thing, a good health, a lot of that she has not heard, has not been exposed to.
Right.
So
she's a good gauge.
Her every day.
Yeah, she's a good gauge for us.
Yes, yes. And a good thing to know that, because I don't understand sometimes that people don't know certain things. Like,
right.
Oh, really? Okay. How do you not know that? But they don't.
Right.
They, you know, they've been educated by the media. And so the media, of course, has a different agenda.
Yes, yes. Well, I think we've covered everything we wanted to talk about tonight.
I think so. We've given everybody a lot to think about.
Yes, so that means that we will listen to you, Candace, next week, Sunday night again, with new topics, and I always look forward to that.
Okay.
All
see
right.
You next week.
See you then. All right.
Okay,
take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. For more information, I invite you to go to healinglifewisdom.com. Click on Blog Archives, and you can find the posts that Candace and I wrote on today's topics. And check out the links to the Healing Life Wisdom On Demand podcast, just like this one. Also, follow us on Twitter at HealingLife444 or Facebook at Healing Life Wisdom. And keep this discussion going by sharing our links with your friends and family. It's so important that we all share on our path to wellness. I'm Tiffany Windsor, and this is Healing Life Wisdom. Have a fabulous, cleansing, and healthy week. Thanks for listening.